Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Andy McCarroll is with me, who's host of the Extra Vision podcast, to talk about, well, it's Snow White on the face of it, the new movie, the remake, the reimagining, Andy, but then the kind of movie industry more broadly. This has kind of been widely panned, isn't it?
Yeah, there has been huge problems behind the scenes, everything from casting to how they were going to portray the dwarves. There was lots of mix and match. There was a change of the name as well last minute. The two co-stars, by all accounts, have very differing political views, we'll put it that way to be kindly. And you could cut the tension with a knife during their recent Oscar appearance as well. So all of that seems to be like a film like this. You go on the press tour, you know, The Rock is fantastic at this, where he's pretending he's best friends with everybody and, you know, he's promoting to beat the band. This definitely wasn't the case. And there was actually a leaked memo from Disney that said, just let's get this out and get this over with as soon as possible.
I know there's a theory with Disney movies that they don't actually care if the movie loses. They don't want it to lose huge amounts of money, but if it loses a bit, it's okay, particularly stuff like this, because what it really does is it convinces the next generation of kids to want to go to Disneyland. That's where Disney make their real money.
It is. Like, the parks are more profitable. The parks have something like a 75% profit margin, whereas the films have, I think, less than 10%. And like you said, you're right in that point. It's to keep it in the public
eye. This is marketing for the parks.
It is. It's when you're going to the cinema and you see, with the greatest respect, The Hard Shoulder, the movie version is there, and Ouch. Snow White. Parents are going to recognize, oh, Snow White, I remember that, we'll go and see that. And, you know, it's an excuse for parents to sit there and scroll to their phones and their kids to look at the bright and shiny colours.
Well, listen, setting aside the issues then to do with this particular movie and all the rows around it, the broader kind of accusation that's often made when a movie like this comes out is that it's a sign of the malaise in the industry. It's all sequels, remakes, reimagining. Where's all the original movies? Is it a fair criticism?
It is. I think a lot to do with studios is hedging their bets. And it's the same with trailers. Like, if you watch any trailer now, you've basically seen the entire film.
I gave up watching trailers. I'd cover my eyes. Because you just see everything.
You're best off. But the thing they want is they want something recognisable, where if you're going out to a cinema, you know basically what you're going to get. So original films aren't doing as particularly well as they did. The stat I was just saying to just before we started there, as in the past 25 years, 23 of the highest grossing films were sequels and only two were original ideas. And one of them was Avatar. And I don't know how original you could say that was. But the 25 years before that, 22 films were original. So you had films like Rocky, Ghost, Rain Man, Back to the Future, E.T. Now, if I was to say to you, pick your favourite film from them, I guarantee no one's picking Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End, but I'd say a lot of people would pick Rocky or Back to the Future.
Okay, so they were making them, they've stopped making them. What happened 25 years ago that the movie industry turned around and said, let's just keep rehashing this stuff?
Two things happened. One was superhero films. So they realised, okay, we can build an entire brand, an entire universe, and you can get people to buy in. Marvel done this incredibly well. I'm a huge comic book fan, so I was very excited at this. Like, oh, there's an Iron Man film, and Iron Man is in the same film as the Hulk. This is fantastic. But what happened then is that's all it became. The second thing as well was Disney buying Star Wars. So when I grew up, in my entire life, I had six Star Wars films that I could go and see. In the 10 years since Disney have bought Star Wars, they've put out 31 different pieces of either a Star Wars film or a Star Wars TV show. To the point where me, who was the world's biggest Star Wars fan, I was like, I can't watch any more of this.
Yeah, it gives you a sense of what's to come with James Bond and Amazon, doesn't it?
It definitely does. Like, I'm looking forward to, you know, seasons of Moneypenny, and you can even see it already. They had a James Bond, you know, battle to find $1 million hosted by Brian Cox, basically
terrible.
Playing the character.
James Bond Jr. I mean, I'd accept that as a spin-off, but no
one can stop him, but Scum always tries.
So is it a case that The original movie. There are original movies being made. I mean, look at the Oscar winners of it. They tend to not be these sequels and remakes and reimaginings. So is it that there's just fewer of them being made? That the movie listings are just populated now much more so by sequels and reimaginings?
There is. Because of recognisable like IP, like a superhero film or something like that, people are more inclined to put, like, Snow White costs nearly $500 million to make and market. Whereas if you put like 10 million into something like one of my favourite films, L.A. Confidential,
it's not going to make a
huge amount of money. So it's less risk, and you can't sell, you know, toys of Kevin Spacey, especially now. And so we're going forward with that. You wouldn't have those recognisable films. And even when you're saying there about the Oscars, 10 films nominated in the Best Picture Oscar. Honestly, how many of them did you watch?
Oh, none of them this year, I don't think.
Yeah, see, so even when they are, their status will be, well, we're making original content, but people aren't going to see
it. The streamers, though, and the advent of streaming, I guess, changes all of this, doesn't it? Because it's a bigger job to convince people to go to the cinema compared to when I was young. If there was nothing on telly, it was a, you know, you just go to the cinema, you'd find something to watch. There's always something to watch at home now.
Yeah, and that's what I thought it was going to be initially with Netflix. I thought this is where, okay, all those mid-budget films are going to go, you know, the likes of David Fincher, Seven and something like that. They're going to make films like this. That's kind of stopped as well. So you see they're making, and again, to give The Rock another shout out, films like Red One, where it's like, okay, we've got The Rock, we've got Christmas, we've got Chris Evans, who's in a Marvel movie. This is a fantastic, you know, SEO film. It's a great piece of content. And anyone who follows The Rock on Instagram, two things he never mentions, acting and scripts. All he talks about is franchise, marketing partners, brand ambassadors. He doesn't care. These are content. They're not films. And they're endlessly forgettable. Like, you've read One and Red Notice. Oh. Can anyone tell me the difference between the two?
Are you depressed for the future of the industry?
I really am. Because I just look at things like, you know, Red One or doing like Transformers 7. Like, even people who make films, nobody gets in to, you know, make the 11th film in the Transformers series. They get in because they have original ideas. And I think even people who had, like Mark Webb, who directed Snow White, directed a fantastic film called 500 Days of Summer. It was a real kind of twist on the romantic comedy genre. And they went, great, you're making original films. Here, make, you know, this mediocrity over here on this side.
That's what all the money is for.
Yeah.
That's what all the money is for. Andy McCarroll is host of the Extravision podcast. Remember, that's Andy with an A. Do you like that? Do you like my LA Confidential reference? Oh, I love it. I love it. I'm happy with it, Andy, whether you are or not. And thanks, William, for coming into us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.